Section 1. Preparatory. In most states, people who work on an ambulance are categorized into four training and licensure levels. Emergency Medical Responder, EMR. Emergency Medical Technician, EMT. Advanced EMT, AEMT. And Paramedic. An EMR has very basic training and provides care before the ambulance arrives. EMRs may also perform in an assistant role within the ambulance. An EMT has training in basic life support, BLS, including automated external defibrillation, use of airway adjuncts, and assisting patients with certain medications. An AEMT has training in specific aspects of advanced life support, ALS, such as intravenous, IV therapy, and the administration of certain emergency medications. A paramedic has extensive training in ALS, including endotracheal intubation, emergency pharmacology, cardiac monitoring, and other advanced assessment and treatment skills. Surveying your debt. Debt has a way of creeping up on folks. One day, everything is under control. But then there's a slow work month, a few misguided dinners out, the holiday season, and before you can say 0% down, you have gone from managing your debt to drowning in it. It's time to get naked, financially speaking, that is. First, gather any and all statements you have that pertain to money you owe. Don't leave anything out. You owe a friend $50? Write out an IOU on a piece of scrap paper. You still owe $17 on a store credit card you haven't used in over a year? That counts too. For non-revolving debt, a mortgage, car payment, hospital bill, one statement should be enough and should contain all the information you need. For revolving credit, those pesky little credit cards, get a year's worth of statements. What you want to see here is not only what you owe, but also a clear picture, no matter how ugly, of what you have decided to spend your Monopoly money on. If you use financial software or have access to your accounts online, gathering a year's worth of statements should be quite easy. But you will likely want to print them out to make it easier to compare them with your other statements.